a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
What you thinking about, mate?
Yeah, mate.
You know when you're cooking up eggs, right? Do you ever get it where you're like a little bit worried that I'm going to cook up the eggs because I want eggs, but midway through eating the eggs, you kind of get the ick for them, and then you kind of have to throw out the eggs that you cook because you originally wanted them, but then midway through they gave you the ick, and now it's like, I don't want these eggs anymore. Do you ever think about that sort of stuff?
No.
Oh, well, that's just what I've been thinking about.
What you thinking about, mate?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
I'm looking here at some ASICS Gel Nimbus 25 Colour Injection. Colour Injection is the official name. Men's running shoes in rainbow. They're like pastel. It's like, it's crazy. It's like you've just, you know, you're doing some painting and...
Well, it's like the Wiggles vomited on those shoes. And that's fine. Because I think running shoes are different. I'm talking about loud street shoes on men.
Yeah.
How do we feel about them?
I love them.
Yeah.
Love them. You need to wear more colourful shoes. Get around it.
Targeted advertising is wearing me down. Mm-hmm. And I'm this close to pulling the trigger and buying a pair of quite loud out there skate shoes, essentially.
Be yourself is what I would say.
Yeah.
And just because you have loud shoes doesn't mean you have to jazz up the whole outfit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's what you're worried about.
This is that balance. That's what I'm worried about. Like, do I need to have...
I mean, you can if you want.
Let's see what Dylan...
Dylan,
what do you think? In Kerr Lewis, loud shoes on men, can we get away with them?
The reason for me was with the running shoes. The louder they are, the faster you go. Every day use for myself. No, just the plain black and white Vans is good for me.
Okay.
So like when you've got nowhere to go quickly, you can get casually around with your standard shoes. But when you've got somewhere fast to go, something to prove, you need the colourful ones.
Well, definitely in the morning, I've had a few blokes say, nice shoes, mate. And so thanks very much.
Fortunately, you don't have time to stop and chat. Tell me, Dil, what about then? Do you get in your own head when you are sort of popping into the shops and you might be in your active wear there and you've been to the gym or been for a run and you're just in the shops with those colourful shoes on?
Nah, I don't really get around too much. I actually didn't buy them for the colour. I bought them for the shoe and, it was a bit out there at the time, but my son loves them, so nice bright pink.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's a likely story that you didn't buy them on purpose, and also your son is being very polite and he's telling you that it's a good look.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I do believe we need one of these.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Don't.
No, we don't need your help. It just rhymed for the song.
Yeah. Do you know something I've just realised?
We'll be the judge. Gosh, I've got to stop talking over you. Sorry.
No. That's our show, mate. I've sent you a photo
of
a camp chair.
Yes.
Everyone getting their camp chairs back out. I'd suggest a lot of the time, you know, they don't get the love that they deserve over winter. Spiders hibernate in there, you know, and then you get them out and you're like, Jesus, you've got to throw them across the lawn, you know, make sure that they're all clean and happy.
Throw them across the lawn. That's a good way to sort of ensure that they last a long time. I imagine.
They last forever, mate.
Yeah.
It's great. I didn't realise that, and I've sent you a photo of just a camp chair. This is not one in particular.
I've clicked through. I've already bought one.
Oh, good.
Looks amazing.
It does look amazing. It looks very comfortable, this one. But even if you're just getting like the $5, I don't know if they're $5, but the really cheap ones from Kmart, Target, all of that, it's fine. I think they all have this same thing. And I have just been told about this. On the bottom of the chair... On the legs, right?
Yeah.
If you zoom in on the legs and right at the bottom, the bit that's touching the ground, the legs are kind of, there's a circular bit.
Yeah, so it's a little foot. It's like a little foot, yeah?
It's a little foot. And there's a circle within the little foot.
Yeah.
Do you know what that circle's for?
No, what?
You're supposed to get a stand-up umbrella and kind of thread it through the chair and stick it there in the circle.
No.
Yes.
No, disagree.
Yes.
That can't be possible.
Yes.
That cannot be. Surely there would be a collar higher up on the chair as well. That, you know, where you say, for example, where your cup holder is in the
hand.
Surely there would be another hole next to it where you put the
No, it's
umbrella
not.
Through.
It's not. You sit there, you put it through, the chair. And when I'm talking through the chair, I mean in between the arm and the back of the chair, just say where that hole is. And then you stick it in that hole in the foot.
No, that can't be possible.
Well, it's a hack, mate.
So,
or is it doing a thing?
That's neither. Oh, maybe it is a hack because it's certainly not using it for its purpose. I thought you were going to say put tent pegs in there. That'd work. And then it keeps your chair where you want it.
You do have a problem with it getting up and...
Runaway chairs. Have you seen Alice in Wonderland? Yeah. okay, so...
So, mate, this is a big question for you. Umbrella? Umbrella?
In that, no.
In the armhole.
It's not a thing. So is that, does that mean it's a hack because someone's come up with an idea that isn't a thing but they're doing it anyway? I think it's a hack.
Oh, big cool. Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. Yeah, I think I'm paying it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do a bit of this gear. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, I like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. Obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Smooth moves.
Thanks. I went somewhere then.
To like, a different place.
I was looking down on us from the ceiling.
Yeah. That's why I covered up my shirt.
I was in my... and I... came crashing back to earth quite quickly once I saw sort of that view.
You see my wizard hair? It's that one that just grows out and all of a sudden it's chest. 2 centimetres long, yeah. 5 centimetres, and you're like, where did this come from?
Why does it look like the beard from the guy from System of a Down, though?
It's unreal. Anyway, continue with the fun facts.
All right, fun facts for you today. Have you ever noticed that Saturdays, it seems to rain a lot on Saturdays? You have like great weather during the week and then, oh God, Saturdays. And Sunday afternoons, always sunny.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoons, sunny because it's the world, the universe's way of going, haha, sucked in, you have to go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently it's more likely to rain on Saturday than on weekdays because pollution builds up over the course of the week and actually seeds the clouds and then... sort of comes to a head on Saturday.
Okay, foil hat wearer.
Kicks off. That's science, mate.
Okay.
Don't question the science.
Yeah. No, it knows what day it is.
Coming from you.
It knows.
It doesn't do it because it thinks it's...
It's like, oh, 5 days of this and then, oh, break. No. That's not a fun fact.
Do you want to get bogged down in it?
No, I don't. I don't. No, sorry.
I feel like you want to get bogged down
really,
in it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to...
Seems.
I am sorry. I believe you. Go on.
Apparently, for the first time since they began doing research on this, there are more men with facial hair now than there are men without facial hair.
Than ever before?
No. Right now, since the first time they started, so they haven't been doing it since the 1600s.
Okay.
But right now, there are more men in the world with facial hair than without.
So pre-shaving equipment.
They weren't keeping records then, mate. Do you want to do... I did trending. Do you want to do Fun Fact Friday?
No, you're doing such a good job.
Do you know how hard
it
is?
These facts are unreal.
Do you know how hard it is to say Fun Fact Friday when I'm also wild at you? Because it's really... It lends itself...
I'm not saying you.
...to far more aggressive terminology.
No, I love it. Continue.
How about get...
Careful. Be so careful. You almost went for it. Don't.
Oh, here's one about animals. This will win you back over.
Okay, go on.
And this actually ties into something. You know how I was asking if other animals are afraid of spiders?
Yeah.
Wild animals on the savannah find human voices scarier than lions' growls.
Aw, yeah. Possums.
Because the humans are coming to shoot them and take their horns.
Mate.
Oh, so you can do it, but
little
I can't?
Less aggressive.
Oh, you can... Okay. Here's another one for you. This is where you go, the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. This is the most New Zealand thing you've ever heard.
All right.
The New Zealand Symphony Orchestra has teamed up with a local chicken farm to play chicken-friendly music to improve the lives of chickens.
Beautiful. Do you know that they play like jazz for cows and stuff? Yeah. And they love it as well.
Is that why when you drive sort of past Colac and stuff, there's all these like cows standing at the fences, like leaning their elbow on the fence pole, just like punching a dart with one of those fedora hats on. Like, what are you doing?
That's exactly right. I'll have a whiskey straight, please.
We are right off today, just so you know. Also, maybe the chickens don't want the music, because how exhausting is the chicken dance just over and over and over? That would be tiring.
Was that a joke? Did you just say that was actually funny just then?
Man, you are going the right way for a smacked bottom. Let's wrap it up with this
Your
one.
Your hands couldn't take it.
After. After getting together with the female rat, the male rat emits a series of low-frequency calls that is thought to signal to the female rat that he is not ready to go around again.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah.
It's. I'm not going to tell you what it's called, but can you imagine? Oh, no, I'm so tired. I've had enough. Thank you very much.
Was that another?
Oh, mate, you're done. You're cool. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love.
Tom, Lingy, and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.